stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Tivoli Talk Helping Partners Sell in 2Q and Build Pipeline for 3Q Conference. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Tom Davis. Please go ahead, sir.
Great. Thank you, Jody. Well, once again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I really appreciate the team in Europe calling in on a Friday afternoon. Very much so appreciate you making the time, as well as our colleagues in California who may be up at the crack of dawn here. My name is Tom Davis. I'm the worldwide lead for Tivoli Asset Management, which includes Maximo, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Service Request Manager, and some other products. Joining me today is Mary Gorzynski, who is the head of channel marketing, a colleague of mine, and she'll be speaking this morning and taking you through the demo. One administrative reminder I'd like to tee up with everybody is you've got several choices for how you access this discussion. The least desirable is just calling in. The most desirable is logging into the URL and the invite and having visibility to the charts and the demo. If you're not doing that, the demo will be challenging for you. In between there is the option of getting the charts from Sarah Molnar. If you want to email her at smolnar, M-O-L-N-A-R, at us.ibm.com. She's standing by and can shoot you the charts. The other option in combination to that would be to get on the Tivoli Knowledge Center and try to follow the demo. And Mary will try to point out where she is without blowing up the pitch too much. With that said, let's talk a little bit about the fact that there's been a lot for the Maximo partner community going on in May. It's been a very busy month with us turning the quarter to June to help close 2Q business. But there's been the announcement of 7.1 of the portfolio. We've moved all of the products into Passport, including 6.2 versions. We've had a Pulse, the Tivoli premier event for customers, partners, and analysts. And, of course, we've had a few Tivoli talks, and there's been a lot of them. And we'll list out at the end where they are so you can get them. I'd be selective on which ones you use. The good news is, depending on how you look at it, is this is the last Tivoli talk of the quarter. There will be none in June from Tivoli. So you can use that time to go out and sell and implement solutions, or if you need some brushing up, to go into the Tivoli talks that we've provided. So pretty exciting May in my view. Before we turn the corner into June, the real objective of this call is to ensure that you've seen the deliverables we've built for you and the tools and how they can help you do marketing and selling to your client base to both close deals in June or a few days left in May like today, and build a strong pipeline for 3Q through your marketing, through your further qualification of your client base, and hopefully closing on some software purchases. On this call, we'll go through the highlights of some of these deliverables, show you through the demo what's actually out there and where they are so you can find them. The Tivoli Knowledge Center site is we think, and me understanding it well and navigating it well, is a proof point that it's very usable and logical and allows you to link to the content pretty well. It's really logically consolidated, good links to other content. We put everything there for you. There's some things in Partner World, but the vast majority of the tools we want to provide you are in the Tivoli Knowledge Center. So if you're not using it, I'd strongly encourage that your marketing and sales folks, at a minimum, spend a half hour navigating it. That's about it. And then I wouldn't guarantee, but I bet you'd find two or three at least nuggets in there that can help make you more productive. After the demo, I'll talk through some of the areas we should really focus on to close business by the end of the year. Some of them you're familiar with, some of them need to be re-highlighted, and we're trying to summarize that for you. Another administrative thing, if you are signed on online, we recommend you go to the upper right-hand corner and hit full screen. That will make the demo much more viewable as well as the charts. Okay? With that said, I'd like to turn it over to Mary Gorzynski to take you through a few charts and then get into the demonstration, and then Mary will come back to me and we'll do a wrap-up and a Q&A. Mary?
Great. Thanks so much, Tom. And I'm glad to be on the team, so newly anointed onto the team. So hopefully you'll find this session very valuable to you. Moving on to the second slide. Tivoli Partner Playbooks. This is perhaps the most useful item you will find on the TKC. And so I just wanted to point out some items here. All the playbooks are set up the same way. You can see here that every playbook has the ABCs. ABCs are what you can use to the benefits and the competitive information. So you can go there. You can click here to get to training. And then you can see all the different items that are available to you in the sell cycle. So identify, qualify and present, propose, win and support. And it's all on this one page. So when we go through the demo, you'll see everything here all on one page. And I think you'll find that the repetitiveness of every playbook looking the same will be most helpful to you. So, and here it is right over here, audience benefits and competitive. So we'll get into that when we do the demo. Moving on. Specifically, the items that we try to include in our partner playbooks for each of the categories in the sell cycles are for identify, you can see the audience profile. This is very beneficial so that you can see what audience you should be looking for the particular play. Demand gen letter for you to use just to customize, so it already gives you a head start. Demand gen email, of course, similar. Telemarketing script. We give you a script that gives you the basics, and then, of course, you can customize them for your particular telemarketing effort that you do. Newsletter adverts, seminar materials. This is great. The seminar materials will go through this. This is very helpful for you. So if you're setting up your own seminar, these items will help you immensely. Sales sheet, of course, can help you both in the identify phase as well as the qualify and present. When you move over to the qualify and present, you'll see the customer presentation basically done for you. So very helpful. Demos, trial code, anything that's available there, you'll see over here. Competitive information, references, collateral, analyst reports. As soon as we have analyst reports, we try to get them posted. So even though playbooks are published at a specific time, we always add to them. So as things become more available, we'll add them. So if we get an analyst report, for example, that would support a particular playbook, we would add it. So it's always good to go back and refresh. Propose. Link to the pricing resources on Passport Advantage. This would be very helpful for you, especially now that all of our products are on Passport Advantage. Proposal templates, ROI tool. Incentives and promotions, of course, you'd always want to be aware of those. When you move over to the Win and Support, you'll see most of the technical resources available, including the Red Books when they're available. Deployment guide, certification guide, and technical resources. So a lot all on the front page that you'll be able to see. So now that I've got you all excited about the TKC, let's go ahead and actually show you a demo of it. So, and for those of you that aren't logged onto the system, hopefully I will go slow enough for you to follow along on the TKC yourself, if that's the option you're choosing to use. So this is the home page, and the first thing that I want to draw your attention to on the TKC is, of course, the IBM Business Partner Monthly News, and I'll go ahead and click on that. This is something that I'm responsible for every month, and what I try to do is find the top five items that have occurred in a month from a marketing perspective, or not always from just marketing, but things that I want to draw your attention to. So as you can see, in the May version that I just did last week, The top stories that I included were the announcement of Maximo Asset Management 7.1, the press release and partner letter are there. The end of support for 4.1.1, including the customer letter, that's there for you. Moving down, there's a new brochure available. I brought that to your attention. And then, of course, the playbook, which we'll go through. And then sales play, Maximo Asset Management Essentials sales play that we have available for you. It's called the Enterprise Asset Management for Small and Mid-Sized Organizations. That's something very helpful. So newsletters are always a very good thing for you to visit. They give you the direct links in case you're having trouble for the most up-to-date items. And, of course, over here you can see where you would subscribe to it. So if you're not already subscribed, I would strongly recommend that you go ahead and subscribe. It's a good read for you, if you will. So, and here's another place where you can subscribe as well. So, moving on the front page again, second thing I want to draw your attention to is the Tivoli Training Roadmap. This is a good section for you, especially if you were at Pulse, you heard this. If you weren't, accreditation. So it's a good way for you to, get value out of the Tivoli deployment, certifications, et cetera. If you haven't seen this, you really should. I strongly recommend you go and read up on that. It's very helpful, and of course, it would be good to see everybody accredited. Okay, so other items that I'd like to draw your attention to on this page, latest demos. You can always click there, and trial code, of course, if that ever becomes available, you can see that. So now we'll move to the events page for those of you following along on your own computer. So on this page, just want to highlight to you, of course, we've got on here stuff about Pulse, the Partner Summit, but what I want to draw your attention to is under the event calendars. If you're looking for an event, if you're looking for a Tivoli talk that you missed, just go ahead and click on this Partner World Event Finder, and that, of course, will help you find events coming and past as well. So that's a good reference point. Now if we move over to news, things I want to highlight on this tab, of course, the top stories over here on the left-hand side, so you can see what's going on in Tivoli. That's from a top story perspective. On the right-hand side, the newsletters, the Tivoli Top 10. That's always a good read as well. We've already talked about the Business Partner Monthly newsletter. And then on the lower left, you can see the useful links, the Tivoli press releases, and Partner World news and announcements. So that's always a helpful section for you. Now, if we move to the final tab, the channel sales plays tab, here I want to draw your attention to, if you're interested in the new channel play that we have for Maximo Essentials, you can find it here, provide enterprise asset management to small and mid-sized organizations. So here you have the sales play, and again, as I mentioned, anything new that we have, we always add on to these things. So it's always a good place to go. So with that, I will go back to the welcome tab, and we'll look for the playbook, which is the main emphasis of this call. So if you look over here where it says partner playbooks, you do the pull down. You can see in here, of course, the one that we'll go through today, the IBM Maximo Asset Management, happens to be the first one. How convenient. And then also I'll draw your attention to the service request manager one, which is down a little bit further. So, and we'll talk a little bit about that one as well, Tivoli Service Request and Asset Management Playbook. But for now, let's start with the Maximo Asset Management Playbook. Okay, so as we saw in the slide, Now you can see it here live, what the playbook looks like. So at the top, you have a little summary of the playbook and what IBM Maximo Asset Management is all about. You have the playbook content right here. The ABCs are down below, and the training is down below. So let's just take a look at what's available in real time in the demo. So under the Identify, things that I mentioned before, sales sheet. You can click here, go directly to the sales sheet. Telemarketing script, go directly to that. And what I'll take you to here, because I think this is pretty useful, is the seminar material so that you can see what's actually available there. So you can see the audience profile, the Maximo customer presentation, which I'm sure you'll want to use. And then here we have the various emails that you could potentially want to use, the follow-ups, the posting, the seminar invites. So all this right here at your fingertips for the seminar. And close out of that. Okay, then next we move on to the qualify and present. So here again, you see the sales sheet. Why don't we go ahead and click on that so you can actually see what that looks like. And take a minute, just a minute, to download it. And lots of information on this sales sheet. The idea of a sales sheet is so that you can have one sheet that you walk into a customer with. You know, it'll help you with the elevator pitch. It'll help you with everything that you need for top of mind. So you can see here the customer environment is laid out for you, the overview of the value proposition that you'd want to have at your top of mind, the capabilities of the product, the benefits. Again, this, of course, is on the TKC window, but here you would see it on the sales sheet as well. And then the IBM Maximo options, you can see. Moving on to the back side of the page, you can see the various IBM Maximo industry solutions listed here. That's very helpful. And customer pain points right there on the same sheet. Target customers for you to go after for this particular product. Qualifying the customer. This is always very helpful for you. Things to look for, questions to ask, and average deal size. And the final page, I guess I lied. This one particularly does go into more than one page, but you'll still want to look at the various opportunities that you have and what's new in version 7.1. If you've got customers that have been long-time Maximo customers and they want to know, you know, tell me quickly what's new with 7.1, here you have it. And then, of course, our links to the various places to get more information. Let me go ahead and close out of that. Also in the qualify and present category, you'll see client case studies. This, along with the customer reference database, a lot of times you'll need that. I don't need to tell you that as salesmen and women. But if you need right at your fingertips where to go for client case studies, there you just click on there and you can go in more in depth there. Also in this qualify and present, you'll see a lot of different reports that you can look at. This is where, you know, white papers, the collateral library, if you're looking for something more specific, the solution sheet. A lot of times we'll have analyst reports, and when we go look at the service request and asset management playbook, you'll see more of the available analyst reports. So then when we go over to the propose and sale resources, this helps you with the configure, price, and propose, the business value analyst tool. And finally, on the win and support, when we have Redbooks available, this is where you'll see them. So with that, let me go back to playbooks. And just as to show you a little bit on the service request and asset management playbook. Again, the nice thing about this Tivoli Knowledge Center, everything's laid out the same. So once you learn it, you'll know where to go. So you can see on this Tivoli Service Request and Asset Management, we've got a few more items available than for the new 7.1. So you can see here a lot of different, the quick reference card, a lot of quick reference guides here. And then you can see the impact brief from EMA, the Forrester report. So a lot of good content here, especially when we have analyst items. And, of course, for the Tivoli Service Request and Asset Management, we have a lot more items on the win-in support. So more product documentation, red book, and product requirement guides. So finally, just wrapping up a little bit to take you down because I didn't show you on the other one, the ABCs. So again, when you page down a little bit, you can see the audience. So summarized here, the key facts, the benefits, the solution benefits as well as the product benefits. And then, of course, competitive. This will help you a lot. And if you just page down a little bit further, the training. So again, the training roadmaps, the certification that's available, and we put down here, too, the webcasts and teleconferences, so another place that you can look for teleconferences and webcasts that apply. And at the very bottom, the playbook summary. So a lot of good content. And I think that that is pretty much the extent of the highlights that I wanted to take you through. So now with that, I will turn it over to Tom to take us through the partner call to action. Tom?
Great. Thanks, Mary. That was terrific. And hopefully the live demo really gives you a feel for that. And I wouldn't even call it a live demo. We were on the system. Nothing there was canned. Just a couple of points on what Mary said to emphasize. There is a lot more to come in the Tivoli Knowledge Center. Prior, when MRO came over into IBM, the set of deliverables was different than what IBM had traditionally for you, the partners. So we've really, around the 7.1 release, over the last 9 months, we've really been, between the previous announcement and this, we've really been focused on getting you more deliverables. So you are going to see red books that are in development. Red books are deployment guides to help you implement. They can be very thick, but for your practitioners, that really gives them the do's and don'ts, special tricks, some of the insight that complements the product documentation that you get with the product. Another thing is we've really built out a much richer curriculum of classes, both in the pre-sales and post-sales side, with certifications for each that allow you to really validate your skill set, both in your firm, with other partners, and with IBM. And certification means a lot. Big thing I'd underline is pursuit of certification. So the classes, the certifications, they have multiple benefits throughout the relationship with IBM to both increase your partner world status, make you available for certain incentive programs, as well as to recognize you in the accreditation program that Fran talked about before. The other thing is we've built ROI tools, return on investment tools, to help you in your pre-sales process to quantify the value of these solutions. They're available for Tivoli Asset Management for IT and for Service Request Manager, and we have one in development for Maximo, so you should see the Maximo one in 3Q. You'll also see enhancements in terms of number of references in success stories, particularly on the IT side, as we get more and more traction in the market. The other thing I want to emphasize is in the Maximo playbook, if you scroll down, there is content by industry. So the value propositions, the target market, some of the industry insights that allow you to expand into other industries, you know, and at least be more articulate on the front end of those conversations with someone in an industry you may not have gone to. I do not propose that they will get you industry depth that you need to close a deal, but they will help. Now, the other thing I'd just like to emphasize also is the accreditation. That is significant. If you're going to focus on a couple of takeaways, accreditation is key. And it's certification-driven, so it really allows you to be differentiated both with other from other partners and partner-to-partner relationships with your clients and with IBM. It really validates your technical skills and experience in implementations. And it breaks into various tiers, but it's, once again, it's all certification-based, and if you go into that guide, it'll tell you more. The other thing, if I were you, I'd be asking that we sometimes don't articulate clear enough is the difference between plays and playbooks. Playbook is really an aggregation of content put into a if you think about it, as a logical book to help you market and sell. We've developed incremental content for that with professional marketing agencies around telescripts and some of the things to run a seminar and put together world-class presentations. So that is an investment of content that's both created and packaged. A play is really a shorter-term initiative to allow you to focus on an audience, bring the value props and some deliverables to support that. A play is really a subset of a playbook. So with that, let me turn quickly to what's up on the chart, which is the call to action. And that's really the things you walk away with and say, if I do these seven things, I will be more proficient in selling and drive more solutions. So let's start top to bottom. I think you all know in the letter that was communicated out to you and also to our registered resellers, that is, as well as providing a copy of what we sent to the client to reinforce that in September of this year, IBM will no longer be supporting version 4.1 and earlier versions of Maximo. Compelling event to focus on and target that 4.1 install base and earlier and really bring your value to the table on how you can uniquely get them to the latest or more current Maximo versions to take advantage of some of the functionality, the state-of-the-art technology with web-based Java standards-based solution, as well as the industry solutions. So there's a lot there, and it's a very good services opportunity as well as a software opportunity. Number two is a no-brainer. You've got great relationships with your customer base, servicing and supporting them. Let's work with them to grow within the enterprise and within the group to expand more capabilities and provide more capabilities with the solution. Number three, if you haven't heard about Maximo Essentials, it has been engineered for the SMB or general business market. It is a subset of the functions in Maximo at a subset of the price. There was a solution from MRO called Maximo Standard Edition. It was very successful in the marketplace. When it came over, for various reasons, it didn't make it in the transition to IBM. Well, we recreated it with significant input from partners, customers, and the sales force, as well as market data. So this Maximo Essentials is on the truck for you to sell. It should have a quicker sales cycle. It's a very fixed entity, so there won't be a big discussion about what about this, what about that. If you want that, that's in the Maximo Enterprise version, and we really want, strongly emphasize, we want you to lead with the Maximo Asset Management Enterprise Edition so that they can appreciate the full breadth of the solution, and then if appropriate, apply Maximo Essentials, which can play both to mid-market clients of a smaller size, less assets, less complexity, as well as a foot into a larger enterprise to do a departmental solution. The beauty is Maximo Essentials does allow you to seamlessly upgrade. So Maximo Essentials, evaluate your pipeline, see where it would be a significant play, go back to customers you may have recently had to walk away from or lose because you didn't have a solution such as Maximo Essentials. Number four, go after the competitive install base. Definitely on the IT side to Remedy and Peregrine type competitors. We're seeing more and more partners being interested in our portfolio. It fits quite nicely within Tivoli's ISM service management strategy and really drives home the convergence message. As I'm stating on number five, we are, I won't say the only, but uniquely positioned and driving these solutions. There are instances of managing both IT and non-IT assets on the same platform for a client, really bringing that unique convergence story. Six, Service Request Manager and Asset Management for IT. As you've seen, the way we've provided the playbook is really an integrated solution, very unique, all on the same platform. And we've got significant cross-sell. I think you've heard me before say that Tivoli Asset Management for IT, when it's sold 60%, that's 60% of the time, Service Request Manager is sold in the same purchase by the client. So very compelling to bring as an integrated solution and a differentiator. And then finally, least but not last, is all this content we've provided you. We hope you leverage it. We're building it for you. If you find it is not of the value that we think it is to you, if there's things you think are lower value or higher value that you'd like to have, please let Mary and I know. So pretty much wrapping up this call, I wanted to say that there's a chart in the back that provides you all the key links that were in today's conversation. But I think very simply, if you get on to Tivoli Knowledge Center, get familiar like what Mary took you through, you should be able to navigate that as opposed to save a whole bunch of links as bookmarks. With that, I'd like to thank you for your attention today. I think this has been a forum that I hope is valuable to you. It's our last push to help you close business in June, as well as transactionally as needed through our sales and technical sales teams. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Jody, who will start fielding some of the questions you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question about today's program, please press *1 on your telephone keypads now. If you are using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute button is turned off. We'll take as many questions as time permits and proceed in the order in which you signal us. Once again, that's *1, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond.
Jody, I've got one that I can feel that came over online through the web.
Okay.
I touched a little bit on the enhancements, but someone's asking, what are the enhancements planned that we will see in TKC, what kinds of deliverables might we have, and noting that they did not see the Gartner analyst information on here. Well, I think I highlighted some of those, but specifically on the Gartner analyst report, that will be populated here. We're gonna continue to invest and reuse the exact same deliverables with very few exceptions that we give our direct sales force. So Mary and I are definitely, and he and Hisham and Sarah are all advocates for the partner and attempt and are usually successful in making sure you are as well prepared in your marketing and sales efforts as IBM's direct sales force, as well as driving the collaboration of the direct sales force with the partners. The best way for a direct sales rep to manage their pipeline is to collaborate with others, such as the partners, to allow them to close more deals. So a lot of enhancements coming. You'll see the playbooks enriched, as I'd stated before, but the Gartner one, great point. We'll be getting that on there shortly.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is *1 to ask a question over the telephones. We'll pause for another moment. And it appears that we have no questions over the telephones. Mr. Davis, I'd like to turn the conference back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Great. Well, thank you for participating. I know you're busy. We wrap this up in quicker time to give back time for selling and closing business in 2Q. We appreciate you as our partners. We appreciate the value you bring to our business, and hopefully that's mutual in terms of what we do for you. So have a great weekend. Thanks for attending today's call. And we look forward to working closer with you day in and day out.
This does conclude today's conference. We appreciate you joining us today and hope that you have a lovely weekend.